Thanks to our friends at the Boardwalk Plaza Hotel in Rehoboth, Delaware, for sponsoring the Bridge Podcast Network. They invite you to discover the reawakening of springtime at the beach. Celebrate the arrival of the warmer weather with an oceanfront getaway. And don't wait. Beat the summer rush with specially priced Victorian vacation packages while they last. While you're there, enjoy oceanfront dining with a beach and boardwalk view at Victoria's Restaurant or relax at the Cozy Plaza Pub. For menus and getaway packages, visit BoardwalkPlaza.com or call 800-33-BEACH.
The Enneagram is a tool that we can use to have richer relationships. We talk about enriching our relationships, and that's kind of passionate to both of us.
Yes, yeah. When it got brought to my attention, I had not heard of it before. I just was really drawn in because I love personality type things. And for me, I've learned how to connect better with family and with coworkers and learn people's personalities more. So I'm excited to share with people how to connect better. And when you truly know where someone's coming from and their perspective, I think it just gives you a whole new, you know, light into who they are. And I think it makes your relationships better.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. The Enneagram is based on your motivations instead of your behavior. So it kind of takes a look who's inside more so than what we give on the outside. So we find that it is so helpful personally. It makes our relationships richer. It saves some arguments, you know, from happening. And we really get to know each other, the real person behind the mask. At work, it makes us more productive and we save time. We work harder when we have buy-in, you know.
When
we're all together as a team, you know, it is a powerful thing. You know, God really puts something on our hearts and we go after it. We don't have any distractions, including, you know, some disagreements and things like that. We know how to even disagree better with each other. And it helps put the right person on the right seat on the bus.
Right. Amen.
And you know, with ministry, the number one cause of ministry failure is staff disunity. Mm-hmm. And if you think about that, how much could we set ourselves up for success if we just nail that right off the bat? We are more productive in ministry and we keep to our vision when we're truly working together as a team.
That's
so
right.
I'm pumped.
Me too.
I'm pumped because we're going to look a little bit of what is our motivations for not just coworkers, but maybe parenting, maybe how our motivation for money is, and it makes us do certain things. We're going to have some fun.
We are.
It's called
If You Really Knew Me.
That's right.
Oh, very cool. That.